The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I Am That I Am, the Everlasting Father. He who was and is and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be glorified, the name of the Lord be worshipped. It is his life that we live. He has given us life to live today. The life we live today is not our own. It is his life that we live. Our Father is a heavenly Father. Our Father is a lovely Father. Love only comes from him alone. Love does not come from any other person. No one else loves except our Father in heaven. Unto him alone be all the glory. Unto him alone be all the glory. Yes, after 1 month, by the grace of God, we are gathered again. God has given us the opportunity to gather here again. I can see Mami Efua. Your name was the first I see. Mami Efua. Yes, Mami Efua, you have also shared. Yes, yes, the Lord said, I should tell you, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Royal Adjoa Ellen, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Edenigbe, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Becky, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Yes, Amewo Pascal, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. My bloody, fear not. All your fears have been lacked. General, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Naomi, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Manye Komi, yes, fear not. All your fears have been taken care of. Oba, Pa Christi, fear not. All your fears have been taken. These are the words the Lord said I should declare to the first timers. The first timers. The first timers. Those who enter exactly, before 10 minutes. Yes, so God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. All your fears have been taken care of. All your fears have been taken care of. We give glory to God. Yes, Saint Leo, all your fears have been taken care of. Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. We give you praise. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now for his goodness and his mercy. We bless your name. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you. Lord, there is none like unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for yet another day. For we thank you for bringing us back, O God. Le Papa, we appreciate you for all that you have done and all that you've been doing for us, O God. Hallelujah. You have just given us a word that we should fear not. We should fear not. All our fears have been taken care of. Whatever that is making us to fear has been taken care of. All our fears have been taken care of. If you can speak in tongues, just speak in tongues right now. If you cannot speak in tongues, just thank the Lord in the language that you can. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. We exalt you. Rabo shekete kebara tukashita. Abaya kabaru katiki bazantale. Araba shekete kebaru kutukapanta. Ipelekete kebaru kutukapanta. Ipelekete kebaru kutukabayakata. Ile papa roku tu kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa roku tu kabayakata. Li papa roku tu kabaita kabayakata. Balikaraba santaraba ata. Abarakata kabaita. Aila katu kalibre ete kabayakata. Makayaba kaliba karaba santa. Speaking in tongues opens your spirit. Speaking in tongues sets up your spirit into the supernatural. Rababa. Speaking in tongues awakens your spirit. Quickens your spirit. Ali papa rakata kabayabo. Hallelujah. are worthy, you 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 are worthy, Father, you are worthy, 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 Lord, we exalt you, we uplift you, you are worthy, 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 we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we give you all the adoration of God.
For us, for your protecting of our lives through the night, we are standing record. We salute you this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your goodness and mercy unto us. Father, for your cover us, you covered us with the blood of Jesus. You sent your angels from God, Father, to watch over us. You built a wall of fire around us. You have protected us from every evil. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we celebrate you, Lord. We say, take all the glory this morning, for there is none like unto you, O God. There is none we can compare unto you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this gathering. Thank you for your presence in the studio.
We thank you, Lord.
We declare our redemption in the blood. You have redeemed us. We are redeemed by the blood.
Let's declare the blood right now. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We enter your presence through the blood. We begin with the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We secure ourselves in the blood. We saturate ourselves in the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are qualified by the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
Of Jesus, of all our sins. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are redeemed by the blood. We enter your presence. We begin by the blood. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is here and is in charge.
We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We begin by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are cleansed in the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We have inherited the blood. The blood is speaking for us. The blood has paved the way for us. The blood. The blood is our visa. 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 The blood is our visa into the throne of grace. Into the throne of grace to obtain mercy.
Hallelujah. And the word that has been given to us. We exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you for what you have in store for your children. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. We bless your name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty, He who was and is and is to come. I welcome you this morning to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, as usual, with my special assistant, Gladys Boja, and Enoch and his team, Pascal, and others are our technicians under the media team of Deliverance Assemblies of God. Yes, we want to thank the Lord for bringing us back once again after 1 month break. After 1 month break. Yes, the Lord has been so good unto us. I never knew how refreshing it is when you break. Yes, it has really been a blessing to me myself, and I'm going to break again from 22nd. 22nd, I will break again. 22nd December, I will break again and come back January 22nd. Yes, this time I'll be breaking because breaking is good. Yes. Oh, we give glory to God. I see wonderful people online. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. I tell you, it is good. It is good to be back. And I tell you that we are back with amazing testimonies, amazing things. We thank the Lord. This morning, I want to share with you on the theme We want to pray on the team commanding alignment for my triumphant exit. Commanding alignment for my triumphant exit. Commanding alignment for my triumphant exit. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you. So far, I can see about 60 people online, and I know many others will be joining. God bless those of you. God bless all of us. But special blessings for those who are sharing the links. Those who are sharing the links for others to also have the opportunity to join. Yes, you are winning souls. You are inspiring souls. God richly bless you and keep you. Yet the first 10 people entered, the Lord said, your worries, your tears have been taken care of. Your worries have been taken care of. Yes, your worries have been taken care of. So that is the word for the first 10 people who just joined. This morning, we want to pray on the theme, commanding alignment for my triumphant exit. Beloved, we are in the last month of the Gregorian and Gregorian calendar. Yes. The month of December is the 12th month of the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian and the secular calendar that we are using. And so it is a system that rules this world. But then God is the one who is actually in control of the human affairs. This morning, I have been inspired to pick a scripture from Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 from verse 1. And then I will jump to verse 35. Mark chapter 5. Let me read from NIV first. So Mark chapter 5 from verse 21 to 24, and then I will jump to verse 35. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." Verse 24. So Jesus went with him. I jump to 35 now. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. Let me just say something here. How can people who were just wailing, crying and wailing, suddenly laugh? It means their wailing and crying was not genuine. It wasn't genuine because they laughed at what Jesus said. Jesus said the child is not dead. They laughed. So it means that they knew they killed the child. They knew the death of the child. The child is dead, and you are saying, "Oh, this man, the child is gone." So you see, it means that not everybody who cries at the funeral, that is a genuine cry. Some cries are cries that we have succeeded. but nobody will cry over you.
Amen.
Nobody will cry a cry of victory.
Amen.
So, well, it is just an insight that I shared. Verse 40. But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Amen. When you read the other version, New American Standard, of verse 35 and 36, only verse 35, that is the New American Standard Open Bible. While he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue officials saying, your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore? But Jesus, overhearing, NIV says, ignoring what they said. This version says, Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer. Only Mark chapter 5:21-24 and then 35 to the end, 35 to 43, the first time. But now I'm reading verse 35 and 36 in the American Standard Bible. Yes, in the American, New American Standard. New American Standard. Yes. Beloved, we want to thank God for bringing us this far, keeping us from January to today. And everyone online, I want you to understand that as long as God has not called you home, you are still relevant.
Amen.
Your testimony is still relevant.
Amen.
Whatever word you are holding on to is still, whatever word God has given to you is still relevant. Your dreams are still relevant. Yes. God, everything about God to us is still relevant. Whatever you have experienced this year, the ups and downs, as I put it on my Facebook, different kinds of experiences. Life is always like that. Life is not light throughout or darkness throughout. We can only get that constance in heaven. We can only get that constance of life. In heaven, it is light throughout, no darkness. But here on earth, even physically, God created 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours of day. 12 hours of darkness, 12 hours of day equals to what? 24 hours. So 12 hours of light, you are to work and do everything. And then the other 12 hours, you are to use to pray and also to rest your body physically. That's how God created it. So life here on earth is not constant at all. There are days when you are up. There are days when you are down. There are days when it is like this. There are days when it is like that. However, as a Christian and a child of God, we should understand one thing, that our God is always with us. In fact, when the other scripture that I chose in addition to this is Romans chapter 4, verse number 16 and 17. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. For this reason, I'm reading from the New American Standard. For this reason, it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. 17, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the sight of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead, and calls into being that which does not exist. Take note of these 2 points. Even God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. He calls into being that which does not exist. You know, when you go to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, I'm reading all this because we are going to pray it. Ephesians 5 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. I read that again, Ephesians 5, 1 in the New American Standard. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. When we say to imitate is to mimic. So it means that we are to speak the way God speaks. We are to think the way he thinks. That is why we need to know the Bible. Because in the Bible is God. The expression of God, the intentions of God. In the Bible, the way God acted in situations, the way he responded, the way he reacted, that is God. That is God's nature. The way he says things. Look at the story we read. This child is dead. The daughter of the synagogue ruler, the only daughter. I've seen situations where people lose their only son, their only child. And I tell you, I was young in my hometown when one of my seniors, we call him Lawe, Amanku Lawe, the only son of the mother. The mother has a bad leg. The leg has, there is a way that she walks. A bad leg twisted. I understand she was not born like that. But she had an auntie who walks like that. Yes, she has an auntie who walks like this. Yes, an auntie who walks like this. And so as a child, she also started practicing, mimicking. As a little child. And so the leg, it was like that. As if she was, yes, the right leg, always like that. I grew to see this woman. And we were told she was not born like that. It was the auntie she was mimicking, imitating. And now that's how she walked. But a teacher had a child with this woman, the brilliant son. And when this guy died, I was young at that time. So I don't know how that woman was handled. But she lived. She lived. She died about just 10 years ago. She lived. She died about 10 years ago. She lived. She lived. So what am I saying? The pain of losing an only child, Jairus. And Jairus sent people to Jesus, the only hope. The Bible said that whilst Jairus was talking with Jesus, news came that your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher? Your daughter is dead. You see, people, the world, the reason why Christians are limited is because the world has so much entered into us. The systems of the world are really in control of us. We think the way the world thinks. We talk the way the world talks. We act the way the world acts. But you see, whatever the truth of the matter is that the world sees and speaks from the reality on the ground. but not from what is behind. The world sees and speaks from human and traditional experience. The world sees and speaks out of its limitation and inconsistency. The first point I mentioned, that the world sees and speaks from the reality on the ground, but not from what is behind. There is a world behind what we are seeing. What we are seeing with our eyes is so limited. There is a world that controls this world. That one we don't see with our eyes. It's a spiritual world. It's a supernatural world. It is just like the air we breathe. We are breathing, but you can't see the air with your eyes. The moment you stop breathing, you are dead. So what is actually keeping you alive? You don't see it with your eyes. Yes, I haven't seen oxygen before. I have not seen oxygen before. Yes, I have not seen air before. I don't know who can tell you that. No doctor here on earth can tell you that he has seen air before. Who has seen air before? You can only feel the effect of the air. So this world is just an effect. Somebody say effect. This world we are living is an effect. Whatever that is happening to you is an effect of what is actually happening in the spiritual realm. If you are losing things, it means that in the spiritual realm, there is a spirit that has been assigned to cause you to lose things. It also means that you might have opened a door. Look, no spirit can work in your life if you have not opened a door. I'm telling you, if you have not opened a door, even God cannot invade your life easily. If you have not opened the door, how much more the devil? Things happen because we open doors with our mouths. We open doors with our minds. We open doors with our attitude, the things we say and the things we do. That was why I made that statement, that this world sees and speaks from the reality on the ground, but not from what is behind. The world sees and speaks from human and traditional experiences. The world sees and speaks out of its limitation and inconsistency. But God's word, the Holy Spirit, speak from the supernatural realm. What happened in the above passage is a typical example of alignment. We are talking about alignment. Who is this talking, calling at this time? Sorry about that. You see, what happened is a typical example of what alignment. Yes, it's a typical example of alignment. Jesus was trying to align Jairus to his side. They came with a news. You know, that news was to make Jairus, afraid, faithless, doubtful, and sorrowful. That was the news. Look, why bother the teacher again? Your daughter is dead. That news, Jairus could have aligned his mind, his emotions and everything to the reality. They came with a reality. The child is dead. The child is dead. Reality. The child is dead. Like the Bible talks about Abraham in Hebrews 11. That Abraham faced the fact that his body was dead and that Sarah was old. Yet, behind the fact is the truth. And God is the God who handles the truth. Behind the fact is the supernatural. This world, everything in this world, everything is a fact. It's a fact. But the fact is not the end. Behind the fact is the supernatural. That is why we are to live by the supernatural and not by the fact. That's why the Bible says that we live by faith. And not by what? Sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. We live by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. That faith is faith in the word of God. Faith in the nature of God. Faith in the supernatural. Yes. That was why I also quoted Romans chapter 4. Abraham. When God spoke to him, you'll be the father of many nations. 75 years. Father of many nations. Father of many nations. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 15 verse 6 that Abraham believed and it was credited. The word credited. In fact, the Holy Spirit was teaching me about the word credited. It has made so much meaning. It was credited to him. It was credited into his future account as what? Righteousness. Do you know that? Why are we Christians? The death of Jesus Christ has been credited to us. It has been credited to us. That's why we can live. That's why we are sure that we have a fruitful and a blessed tomorrow in Christ. Amen. Amen. So you see, as we pray, I want us to understand that we are commanding alignment for my triumphant exit. Yes. Jesus tried to align Jairus' thoughts, emotions, and faith towards him. The Bible says, ignoring what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. Believe simply means be conscious of who God is. Be conscious of God's ability. Be conscious of what God can do. Be conscious of God's track record. Believe. Believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. And we know the story. How Jesus went and then brought the little girl, 12-year-old girl, back to life. What do you align your mind with? What do you align your thoughts with? What do you align your imagination with? Or to? What do you align your mouth to? What do you align your manners, your behavior to? You know, there are three forces in this world. Three forces. One, God. Two, Satan. Three, human being. You are a force. You are a force. There are three forces in this world. There are three forces. One, God. Two, Satan. Three, human being. You. You, human being, you are in between. You are in between God and Satan. Whoever you are aligned with at any time. Look, these two forces, they are speaking. Satan is speaking all the time through the media. Through the media. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. The prince of the power of the air. Oh, Satan is speaking through the media. God is also speaking through the media. Satan is speaking everywhere. Traditions, cultures, Satan is speaking. God is also speaking. Who do you align yourself with? The one you align with is the one who rules. The one you align your mouth. The one you align your thoughts, your mind. What occupies your thoughts? What occupies your mind? The lifestyles. How you live your life. The kind of philosophies, mindset that leads you. You see, I sent a video around Joshua Selman. That young man is really confirming many things the Lord. Why do I like listening to him and then sharing this? Because I have preached this thing 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I have taught them. I have preached them. So when I hear him coming out, somebody call me and say, Pastor, you and this man, who listen to each other? I say, I'm 60 years and he's 40 years. So who listen to who? Maybe he has listened to me. I'm 20 years older than him. So he has listened to me. I just said that about poverty. See, if you are not a giver, you see, look, I assure you, I am telling, if you are not a giver, you will be poor. If you are not a regular giver, you will be poor. If you are irregular giver, you only receive irregular. Look, everything we are suffering in life has a root. Child of God, everything you are suffering in life has a root cause. It is traceable. It is traceable to something. I am telling you, nothing just happens. What do we align ourselves with? The year is ending. Somebody is saying, oh, look, the devil is speaking. Your prophetic word. They say, this year is hot. My acceptable year for holiness and greater works. And to greater work. What are the greater works? What greater work did God do in your life? What greater work have you achieved? The prophecy that you have been given. Where are they now? Look, those things will be coming. But you know something? Just tell those thoughts. God is true. God never fails. That word is still relevant. Yes, the Bible says that the vision awaits for what? An appointed time. Even though it tarries, I should wait for it. It will surely come. It is going through the process. If you don't do that and use the word of God to neutralize that thought, it will shock you. It will shock you. By the time you realize, you begin to throw your hands in the air. Look, by the time you realize, even Sunday you will not go to church. You say, church, it is true. This thing, church, oh, why do I go to church again? Oh, this thing I've been doing, why do I continue to pay tithe? Why do I continue to do this when it is not working? Do you know you have aligned to the prince of the power of the air? He has already warned you. He has warned you. Look, God never fails. There are two things as we pray that we are going to hold God onto. According to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, He gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. He calls things that do not exist as though they exist. That's the nature of God. And you, the child of God, that's how you should talk. Things that are not there, you haven't, they are there. Oh. They are there in the realms of the spirit. Oh. They are there. That's why you have to call them. As you continue to call them, they manifest. As you continue to call them in prayer, in commanding all kinds of things. And sometimes you take a step, you sow seed, you build an altar. Yes, as you call it, because you know that it's going to manifest, you have established an altar of sacrifice. It can be a seed you are sowing always on the altar. It can be a service you render. It can be a sacrifice that you are making. It is all part of the altar. That is faith life. Beloved, we want to pray right now. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for this year 2023. I thank you for how far you have brought me. Let's thank the Lord right now for how far he has brought us.
Thank you, Lord, for 2023.
Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord
for how far you have brought me.
The Lord for how far he has brought us. Let's thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord for how far he has brought us. That are ongoing.
Let the lady pastor continue to lead us. Christ, I join you. Yes. Let's continue to thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord for whom he has made us, what he has done in our lives, how far he has brought us in this year. Let's thank him for life. Let's thank him for his goodness and mercy. Let's thank him for his faithfulness. The Lord is good. No matter what, the Lord is faithful. Our Father, we are grateful unto you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for 2023. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for how far you have brought us. Thank you for the processes that are ongoing. Yes, Lord, to fulfill your promises in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies that are being worked on, the testimonies that will manifest very soon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Daddy, we thank you for the victories. We thank you, Lord, Father, for even the battles. We thank you, O Lord, for the various experiences. We thank you. We thank you. Because in all this, Lord, we know you are in control. You are ruling in the affairs of men. Thank you for how far you have brought us this year. Thank you, Lord, for all that has happened. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blessings that you have released upon us. We thank you, Lord, for even the challenges. We thank you, Lord, for even the challenges. Because despite the challenges, Lord, you have still preserved our lives. And we are grateful. Thank you for how far you have brought us. Thank you for the lessons that we have learned. Thank you for your protection upon our lives, your protection upon our family members, your protection upon our household members, your protection upon everyone online. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
We may not be at where we wish to be, but we are not at where we used to be. We thank you for this,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes,
we
yes.
We thank you for
Let's
this,
thank
Lord.
The Lord. Let's thank the Lord for everything that God has allowed to come our way.
Yes.
Whether good or bad, just thank the Lord right now. Let's thank the Lord.
Father,
bless
we
the
are
Lord.
Thankful unto
thank
you.
The Lord for all the experiences.
Yes, Lord. Thank
the
you for
ups and downs. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the experiences. Thank the Lord for the ups and downs. Thank the Lord for the ups and downs. Thank the Lord for everything. They are all part of God's plan. They are all part of God's plan. They are all part of God's plan to build our faith, to prepare us.
To draw us closer to you, O God. They are all part of your plan because you rule in the affairs of men. You haven't left the world in the hands of the devil. Never, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, our Father, for all that you have done for us. We know you are in absolute control of our lives. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. You know, sometimes the things that we call bad times are actually good times. I'm telling you. The things that we call bad times, before God, they are actually good times. The things that we call closed doors, sometimes God is actually using them to save us. You see, that is why we need to really grow in the spirit. I'm telling you, when you grow in the spirit, you don't worry about many things. When you grow in the spirit, when you are matured in the spirit, you just understand. Because it registers, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, all things work together for good. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to all his purpose. We want to continue right now. We want to tell God, say, Lord, your word is true.
Your word is true.
You are still alive.
You are still alive.
You are still real.
You are still real.
You are still God.
You are still God.
You are still God.
You are still God.
You have changed.
You have never changed.
You are still faithful.
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 You are still great.
You are still great.
You are still mighty.
You are still mighty.
Nothing can change you.
Who you are, you are.
What you have always been, you have always been.
In my life,
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you,
my Lord and my God. You are good.
Thank God, thank God, thank God right now. Whatever we have experienced from January to now, you permitted it. You permitted it to God. You permitted it to God to show yourself strong, to show yourself mighty, to show yourself powerful in our lives. Who you are, you are. Who you are, you are. Nothing can change you. Who you are, you are. Who you are, you are. You are the unchangeable God. You are the unchangeable God. You are the unchangeable God. And so, Father, we thank you, 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 we thank you. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you so much, Daddy, for everything, Daddy, for how constant you are, how faithful you are. No matter what the devil does, you are the faithful God. You are the good God. You are the kind God. You are
the devil is a weapon in your hands.
The devil is
just a tool in your hands.
God, our
you use the devil to teach us lessons.
Morning,
you use
yes,
the words
Lord.
Of the devil
yes,
to teach us lessons.
Devil,
you use even
yes,
the projections and the attacks
yes,
of the devil
yes, Lord,
yes, to reveal yourself
reveal
unto us.
Oh, hallelujah. Us,
what a mighty God we serve.
Yourself,
He's a dependable
oh,
God.
Yes,
yes
Lord,
precisely.
You are
He's a dependable God. He's a dependable God. He's
the
dependable. He's the faithful God. He's the God who never fails. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for even our failures. We thank you for our setbacks. We thank you for everything. Even whatever we call failure may not be failure. Whatever we call setback may not be a setback. Father God, the way we interpret things may not be the same. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for even closed doors. Doors that we think were closer, they may not be closed doors at all. They may not be closed doors at all.
Ni papa rakata kaba itala basha kata kaba ya.
Ni papa rakata kaba itala basha kaba ya.
Ni papa rakata kaba. We are grateful, O Lord.
We are grateful, Father. We celebrate you. Father, 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 we celebrate you. You. Shakata kabara baba itakabaya.
Ile
baba rakata kabaya kata.
Shakata kaba.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, he gives life to the dead and brings into existence what does not exist. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Any area of my life.
Any area of my life.
That is dead.
That is dead.
That is not working.
That is not working.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That is dead.
That is dead.
And it's not working.
And it's not working.
Let your life.
Let your life.
Enter into it
enter
now.
Into it right
let
now.
Your life let enter your into
life
it now.
Enter
let your life enter into
your
it now.
Life enter
give life to the dead in my life.
Give
life to the dead cells in my life.
Dead cells
in my body.
Dead cells in my body.
Dead organs in my body. Dead situations in my life. Dead situations in my life. Death situation in my life, any area of my life that there is any kind of death, that there is any kind of death, that there is any kind of death, any area of my life, that there is any kind of death, that nothing is working, that is not moving, that is not moving. Let your life enter it now. 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 Let your life enter it now.
enter the right.
Let your life enter.
Let your life
now.
Enter the
let
right
your
now.
Life enter into it now. Let your life. 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 Let the life of God.
Let the life of God.
Yahweh. Let the life of the Holy Spirit enter into that area. Enter into that area of our lives. Any area of our lives that there is death, any kind of death that is found in any aspect of our lives, let that area receive the life of God. Receive the life of God. Receive the life of God. Receive the life of God.
Receive the life of God.
Receive the life of God. The life of God. The life of God. Let the life, the life, the life, the life, let the life of God enter into that area. Let the life of God enter. Let the life of God enter. Let the life of God enter. Let the life of God enter.
Enter into our lives. Enter into our health. Let the life of God enter into our health. Enter everywhere, oh God, in our lives. Enter into every aspect of our lives. Let the life of God enter into our finances. Enter into our finances. Enter into our health. Enter into our careers. Our careers, yes, Lord. Enter into the life of every man online. Let the life of God enter into everyone.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Bible also says that he calls into being that which is not there. He brings into existence that which is not there. We want to declare right now. We want to declare right now. We want to call into existence that which is not there physically, but it is there supernaturally and spiritually in our lives. We want to call things right now, begin to call, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Wherever there is lack.
Wherever there is lack.
In my life.
Every lack in my life.
Every lack in my life.
Receive provision.
Receive provision.
Receive provision.
Receive provision.
Receive supply.
Receive supply.
Receive supply.
Receive supply.
Receive supply.
Adequate supply.
Abundant supply.
Abundant supply.
Adequate supply.
Abundant supply.
No lack. No lack. No lack. No lack.
No lack.
No lack.
I declare no lack.
No lack. No shortage. No lack. No lack. No shortage.
No lack.
No shortage.
No shortage.
I declare no lack. No shortage. No lack.
No shortage.
No lack.
No shortage.
No shortage.
No lack. No shortage.
No lack.
No lack. I declare no lack to any aspect of my life that is showing lack. That is showing lack. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. That he does no lack, no shortage, no lack, no shortage, no lack, no shortage. No lack, no shortage, no lack, no shortage, no shortage, no shortage, no shortage, no lack, no shortage, no lack, no shortage, no lack, no shortage, in any aspect of my life. Yes, Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus that there is no lack, there shall be no lack, there shall be no lack, no lack, there is adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate provision.
No lack.
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 Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Of our heart desire.
Of our dream.
Of our
expectation.
Of our testimony.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
Adequate supply.
Adequate provision.
In our marriage.
In our marriage.
In our marriage.
In our home.
Let it be now. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. Yes, we exalt you and uplift you.
Yes,
we are grateful unto you, O God.
We
thank you for making it to be, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be, let it be,
let it be,
let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let life be, let healing be, let deliverance be, let supply 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 be, let peace be, let joy be, let fulfillment be, let fulfillment be, let it be, let it be. Let fruitfulness be. Let fruitfulness be. Let fruitfulness be. Let advancement be. Let increase be. Let expansion be. Let supply be. Let it 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 be.
Let it be. Let abundance supply be. Let abundance supply be.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare into your life, any area of your life that is not working, let it begin to work now.
Amen.
Any area where there is lack, let there be supply now.
Jesus' name.
Let every lack in your life give way to supply.
Jesus'
give way
name.
To supply.
Jesus'
give way to supply.
Yes, Lord.
Give way to supply.
Yes, Lord.
Give way to supply.
Abundant
give way to supply.
Abundant
give way to supply.
Yes, Lord.
Give way to supply.
Yes, Lord.
Let lack give way to supply. Let lack
Jesus.
In your life give
in
way to supply. Give
Jesus.
Way to supply.
Yes, Lord.
Let poverty
yes,
give way to prosperity.
Disappear.
Let poverty
Lord.
Give way to prosperity. Let scarcity give way to abundance. 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 Any cell in your body, any area of your body that is not working well. Let it begin to work well.
Amen.
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 Let it begin to work
Amen.
Well. Let it receive life.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It receive life.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Life of God.
Yes,
I command
Lord.
And declare the life
Jesus
of God
name.
Into that area
yes,
of your life.
Lord.
Into that area of
in
your life. Into that
Jesus.
Area of your life.
In
into that area
Jesus.
Of your life.
In
into that area of your
Jesus.
Life. I align
yes,
you.
Lord.
I align your
yes,
mind. I align your mind. I align your mind.
Lord.
I align your mouth.
Amen.
I align your manners
Amen.
Right now to the word of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let it so be. And let the testimony manifest.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, mighty
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, we give glory to God for how far He has brought us. This is a new beginning. God willing. We shall meet at the same time on Friday. But then 11 for our prayer parade at 11:30 on Facebook. Those of you who are on Facebook, we shall also meet there. I want to encourage you, beloved. God is teaching me so much about credit. Your life today is being credited into your account tomorrow. Everything you do in life, everything you say, what you do, is waiting for you into tomorrow. I'm telling you, look, some of us, we are suffering from not witches and wizards. So no. We need to go back to the things we have said. Certain things we hold in our minds. Certain lifestyles That is all. In fact, somebody was saying that the day that we shall appear in heaven and Satan will be called. In fact, we will justify Satan. We will be too sorry for Satan that. So all this while we have been saying Satan. It's not Satan. So I want to encourage you, as these days in which we are, please let us exit triumphantly. Amen. We should exit triumphantly. Amen. The way you exit will determine your entry. We exit with words. Words. Speak words. Words of faith. Create your world with words. Language, words. And action. Prayer. Commanding. Sacrificing. Very, very important. So, beloved, don't forget this. Oh, your life is a credit. Some of you are living the credit of your ancestors. We call it ancestral generational carryover or transfer. They are the credit of your parents. But you know, there is a way you can neutralize that. You can use your now to neutralize that. You can use your now. You can start a new life now. Amen. A new language now. Amen. You can start a new way of talking. A new way of seeing things. That is alignment. And it will neutralize your past. You only use your now to neutralize your yesterday. Don't let your yesterday continue with you. Don't let your father's yesterday, your mother's yesterday continue with you. Don't let your ancestors yesterday continue with you. No, don't allow it. It must end with you. A new life should begin with you. And you are the first to benefit. 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 I tell you, you are the first to. There is nothing. This world is a field. The things you do are the seeds you sow. The words you speak, they are seeds. Your actions are seeds. And as seeds germinate and grow and bear fruit, so also it is. Sow good seeds. Speak good things about yourself and about people. When the situation arises, speak into that situation. Say to that situation, this situation, I'm going to see God. The way my husband is misbehaving towards me, I'm going to see God in it. God is going to show himself. God is allowing my husband or my wife. God is allowing this thing to happen this way so that he reveals a dimension of himself to me. That's how you speak into situation. This situation will not destroy me. This situation is building me. This situation is bringing the glory of God. And I tell you that you will really see it. I say what you will see. He calls things that are not as though they were. As though they were. When there was darkness, God said, let there be light. He didn't say darkness. He said, light be. Light be. Light be. What do you say to yourself? What do you say about people? What do you think to yourself? What do you do to yourself? He's being credited. I want a good credit into your account. Amen. I want a good credit into your account. Amen. A credit that you will leave and then give glory to God. Once again, congratulations. God richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.